What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is now, for some reason, the number one story in the entire country. University of South Carolina, Columbia, giving the all clear after issuing alert Sunday, possible active shooter near the library. Nothing panics parents like that. That's on the main Columbia campus. And that came just days after false reports of active shooters at Villanova University, University of Tennessee at Chattanooga, led to panic and temporary lockdowns and as they kicked off their fall semesters. So USC students, they were told to shelter in place on Sunday so police could investigate a unconfirmed report of an active shooter near the library. Officials couldn't find one. No evidence that there had been a shooter. There were no reports of any shots being fired. So this just seems like a kind of a rumor situation. University spokesman Jeff Stensland said in a statement, the original alert was sent out of an abundance of caution and law enforcement were clearing the library building, going floor by floor by floor, even though they didn't think there was a shooter. They were just going to make sure. But what really tripped the whole thing off was the school sending a alert of a possible shooter shortly after 6:45 p.m. and ordering students to evacuate the area near the library. Now, that was quickly followed by another alert saying there's no evidence of an active shooter at this time, but that police were still searching and just continued to shelter in place. So, you know what helps with stuff like that? We need more armed people on campus who know how to use guns and have them and are exercising their right, their Second Amendment right. So the alerts and the uncertainty about the shooter search came after false reports of active shooters at Villanova and, again, University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. In Pennsylvania, someone called 911 reporting a shooter in a Villanova law school building with at least one wounded victim. So that was either fake or maybe just a rumor somebody heard. And then students got text from the school's alert system. Everybody goes into panic. And there were two minor injuries on the South Carolina campus, just people, you know, running, terrified. So, anyway, a number one story in the nation for some reason. Maybe it's just parents checking in, checking it out. I don't know. And it trips the algorithms. Meanwhile, over the weekend, folks, South Carolina is becoming a earthquake hotspot. As two of the strongest earthquakes to hit South Carolina in years are part of a flurry of tremors in a place we don't normally have earthquakes. At least 10 earthquakes have been confirmed in the same part of South Carolina in the past week, including some of the most powerful seismic activity recorded in the Palmetto State in years. There's a massive fault, by the way, that runs through really the low country. It's not here. But it's interesting this is going on. Seven of the earthquakes occurred between 12:17 a.m. and 3:19 p.m. on Saturday. This is in Greenwood County. So not an area normally associated with a lot of earthquakes like out on the coast. There's a massive fault that runs through Charleston. About a little over 100 years ago, just a devastating earthquake there that really would have swallowed whole neighborhoods had a lot of people lived there back then. But, you know, nobody, it was woods. Today it would be a mess if it ever hit. In fact, I can remember my dad visiting, and we were on in Charleston, because I did, you know, was on the radio there, and we were on one of those horse-drawn carriage tours, and they were talking about the history of the earthquakes and, you know, how basically just the earth opened up and parts of what would be Charleston fell right into it, and then it closed, and my dad just getting pale that I live right on that, like, fault line, and he didn't even know it. Anyway, we sold the house and everything's fine. But normally that's where we associate the most earthquake activity with. It was devastating, the last one. Anyway, the area in Greenwood near Coronaca, I don't even know how you say it. I've never heard of this area. Coronaca, Coronaca? I don't know where that is. It must be one of those little haunts and hollers. Anyway, that area became a hotbed for earthquakes late last year, starting in October 2024. 9 earthquakes recorded in Coronaca area and in a 6-day span. Since that flurry, no other earthquakes were confirmed in that area until this week, and now it started up again. And the latest tremors are, it's a 2.2 magnitude earthquake, 11:30 p.m. Monday, less than 4 hours later, another earthquake, 1.7 magnitude. Kind of interesting that this is going on. And then came, Saturday's flurry of earthquakes, which included a 2.9 and a 3.0 mag earthquake, which were separated by 6 minutes. So that area, normally not a epicenter of earthquakes, is just really active right now. And they're saying some of the earthquakes happened just below the surface. Others were as deep as 5 miles underground. And information about why there's such a high frequency of earthquakes in the Coronaca area all of a sudden is not available. And we have about 23 to 30 earthquakes every year in South Carolina. So it's not unusual for us to have them. It's just kind of where they're happening that's unusual. Last earthquake in the Palmetto State prior to the Greenwood County series was on August 9th. It's 1.75 in the Myrtle Beach area. And again, they're usually in that coastal area. It's not usually out here. So kind of interesting. If you live in Greenwood, just probably nothing more than interesting trivia to talk about with your neighbors. Not something to worry about, but still. Keep it tuned right here. We'll have all of your natural, not disaster, and human-made, not disaster news. All the big news this weekend, newsworthy, but nothing really big happened.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.